Welcome to everyone listening all around the world, all across the United States. We're coming to you live from the Command Center, the Hub, right here in Los Angeles, California. This is Coast to Coast AM, and I'm your host for the night, Jimmy Church. I'm sitting in for George, who's taking a well-deserved night off after a very busy couple of weeks around here. And tonight, David Cereda is back with us. One of our favorite guests around here, but it's been a while since he's been on. And I spoke with David about a year ago, and he was telling me about his latest research and that he'd be ready to go public and speak about it very soon. Well, a year has gone by, and tonight is the night. It's Pyramids and Prophecy with David Cereda. Well, I mentioned the busy couple of weeks that everyone has had around here, and this past weekend, we were all out in Joshua Tree at Contact in the Desert. And on Saturday evening, Saturday, June 4th, it was the night of George's big birthday party. And that evening, there was a massive UFO sighting. I was there. I was there with my wife, Rita. And tonight, what happened? I'm going to share it with you right after the break. And then Melinda Leslie will join me at the bottom of the hour. After all, it was her event that I was at with my wife when I chose to look up at the sky. It was amazing. Sitting in for George tonight, this is Jimmy Church. You can follow me right now on Twitter at JChurchRadio. It's going to be a crazy night here on Coast to Coast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast. I'm sitting in for George tonight. He's taking a night off. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Tonight, David Cereda is going to be with us, but at the bottom of the hour, Melinda Leslie's going to be here. And I need to share with you the events of this past weekend. And I had mentioned how busy it was, and not only the team here at Coast, but Fade to Black, and we were just pedal to the metal for the last 2 weeks, no days off. And one of the big events of the year is Contact in the Desert out in Joshua Tree, California. And both teams, Coast and Fade to Black, we headed out for Contact, which is attended by, it's in the thousands, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. It was packed this year, and it was amazing. But one of the things that we did, which was Saturday night, was George's birthday bash, his big birthday party, which was a lot of fun. And by the way, before I continue, there's a couple of pictures of the birthday party and stuff I didn't get up on the Coast website in time tonight. But if you want to see those, and there's a pretty cool video posted too as well over on my Facebook page, Jimmy Church, Jimmy Church Radio. You can go check that out. But anyway, to give you kind of a context of what I'm about to share with you. So we're all over there, and Tom and Gina, the team, and a bunch of guests that are on the show with us. And we have a party, and it's a great party. And so there you go. And that lasted from 7 until 9 p.m., which is important here because of the timing of what I'm going to share with you. At 9 o'clock, the room was going to be changed over. In other words, George had a band, and you know, it was the after party to the party. And so we all stood up as they were clearing the tables out, so we can have an open dance floor and do all of that stuff. It was a few minutes after nine, and my wife's phone rings, and somebody is there. It's a friend of ours, Anna, who's in a panic. UFOs in the skies right now. You got to get down here to the lookout. And Rita turns to me, and her face is like changed to color. And she's like, there's UFOs in the skies at the lookout. So we split and we took off, and I went up and found somebody from Contact and said, where's the lookout? He said, go down to the road and head down the hill. It's not that far. And we take off. And as we head out to the road, which was actually right past our cabin where we were staying at, I turned to Rita and I said, should we get in the car? Because we were walking, you know, past. And she said, no, let's just walk. And we were hoofing it. But so was everybody else. You could tell something was going on. And it was panic. And happiness, too, at the same time. But everybody's going in the same direction. At that moment, some people were coming up the street looking for us and grabbed us and then took us down the hill where Melinda Leslie, who was our first guest tonight, was having an event, night vision event, which I have never done before. I've always wanted to do a night vision event. Now, before I continue, a couple of disclaimers. I wanted to go to the night vision event so I could answer the questions about night vision for myself. Not so much debunking. I just wanted to see what everybody else was seeing so I could have clarification in my own mind in the future when somebody wanted to talk to me about night vision, I would know what they were talking about. But I certainly thought that there was going to be explanations for everything that everybody was seeing. Okay? All right. That's disclaimer number one. Disclaimer number two. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of people that witnessed what I'm about to share with you. And so I was not alone. But disclaimer number three. I'm now the crazy guy that calls in to my show. And I never thought that I would be in this position. I've had sightings over the years. I've had things that I've photographed. Rita and I have seen things together. But those are random events. This was different. And I didn't know what to expect. So this is what happens. We walk up to the crowd. And there's about 100 or 150 people on this cliff. It's called Orion's Lookout. And it's very dark. All the lights are off. Can barely see. And everybody is hooping and cheering and talking. And it was an event. Something was going on. And I step up. Now, I am not going to, the word is exaggerate. I'm not going to color. I'm just going to tell you what happened. You be the judge. I step up next to Melinda, and I am there for all of 10 seconds. And I stand, and I tilt my head back, and I look straight up into the sky, 12 noon, straight up. And I saw what looked to me to be an object that looked like Mars or Saturn, Venus. You pick it, Jupiter, a bright star sitting right above me at 12 o'clock. And this star, this is without night vision, this is my eyeballs. This star moved from the left to the right about a foot in the sky and disappeared. Poof. That's what I saw. Nothing more, nothing less. And at that moment, my brain was trying to figure out what I just saw. The crowd is screaming. And in Joshua Tree for the last couple of nights that we were there, Thursday and Friday, the Milky Way and the stars were extraordinary. And we were looking at Mars and Jupiter and the stars and talking about how beautiful it was, right? So, after 2 days of this, and I look up into the sky and I see this bright star planet that it had a slight amber color to it, like Mars, which I've been looking at for the last two nights in a different position in the sky, nonetheless. But I look at this star and it moves from left to right. And when it does that and it poofs, it disappears. It took about 1 second, by the way, for this to happen. I put my head down and I took a deep breath And I think I even bent over and put my hands on my knees. And I just couldn't digest what I just saw. And I turned to somebody who hands me some night vision goggles. And I go straight back to the spot at 12 o'clock. And I tilt my head back, same spot. And I look into the night vision. And I see something in the exact same spot moving now from right to left. Same distance, about a foot, and I pull the night vision down, and I look with my naked eyes, and it's not there. There's nothing there. And I go back to the night vision, and I see it. It stops, and poofs. It disappears in the exact same spot. Now, I don't know. I'm here to tell you right now, I don't know what I just saw. But what I saw is what I just described to you. What appeared to be a planet, a star, moving in the sky and disappearing. Now, we all of us, our entire lives, have looked to the heavens and looked at the stars and wondered, what if? We do it all the time. Now, just imagine yourself just walking outside, tilting your head back, and seeing what I just described to you. I still, today, am coming to terms with it. Okay, but I am willing to speak publicly because I saw what I saw. But it gets better. As I'm collecting my thoughts, Melinda Leslie is standing next to me, and she's on the PA system, and she's describing to everybody my reactions and what I'm doing, and everybody's cheering and happy, and there's lasers bouncing around in the sky, and there's all this noise, and I'm confused. My heart is pounding, my head is swimming, and I don't know what is going on. There were things moving around all over the place. Now, to be clear, I'm not sure how high everything was, but I don't think the majority of what we saw were out of the atmosphere, satellites, that kind of thing. But I'll get to that in a second. But most of it was changing altitude, going from, I'm going to make an educated guess here, 1,000 feet off the ground to 60,000 feet, high in the atmosphere, high. Nothing that I've ever seen in my life does this stuff. I take calls, I interview, I talk to researchers, I talk to authors, I talk to contactees all the time. It's my job. And I share these experiences with them all the time. And it's not my job to be judge or jury. It's my job to listen to them. But now I'm on the other side of the fence. So this is what happens next. I get tapped. I'm holding the night vision. And I get tapped on my shoulder, left shoulder. And somebody says, look over there to the left. And a couple of lasers pointed. Now, I need everybody to just get comfortable for a second and digest what I'm about to say. I'm facing out over this valley. So I've got an extreme panoramic view on the edge of this cliff from the left to the right. I can see 5 miles in both directions. Complete open panoramic view. Beautiful. Stars. Beautiful. And directly to my hard left at the edge of the mountain range, this is what I see. And I'm guessing now it's about 5 miles away. And it is a large green Christmas ornament, the chrome green Christmas ornaments you hang on your tree. That's what it looks like. It's got a shape. It's glowing slightly. It's not bright, but it looks chrome and it's large. If it's 5 miles away and I can make out its shape, you be the judge about how big this object is. I don't know. I can't make a guess. 100 feet, 200 feet, I don't know. But it's big. And it is next to this mountain. And I can see it with my naked eyes. And it's moving up from Earth. It's down close to the ground, quarter mile off of the ground, maybe. And I then put the night vision on it. And this object is moving like it was shot out of a cannon, not like an aircraft, a fast jet, nothing like that. This is moving, and it's moving up. It's not moving across the sky. It's in a trajectory of about 2 o'clock at that angle, leaving Earth. And now I can see the mountain clearly in the night vision. It's lit up. And this object is below the peak of the mountain. It looks like, because of the timing of it, that it either was passing in front of the mountain. That's my guess. I didn't see it do this. But from where I picked it up from, it was midway along the side of the mountain and shooting up, moving away from me up into the sky. And I want to use some funky language here. I can't, but let's just say it was hauling. It was moving too fast for me almost to keep up with it. And it's shooting up, 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 and away from the cliff. And at this angle, it's hard to say, but it's starting to come over to the center of the cliff. And I'm tracking it. I'm watching the stars in the background. Just it's moving like a rocket ship. Thousands of miles an hour, it had to have been. And this tracking of it lasted for about 3 minutes. And it's being hit with lasers from the ground. And as the lasers passed it, it would sparkle because it was like chrome. But that was it. And the lasers only hit it a few times, by the way, in this 3 minutes. It's very hard to hit something like that moving. But after a while, all of that stopped anyway. It got too far away. So then I pulled the night vision away at about 3 minutes, and now it went from this large, huge, glowing ball to a pinprick. It is now a tiny, teeny speck of light that you would not even notice in the sky if you were looking. It was that small. It went from huge down here to, I have no idea, but it's got to be close to leaving Earth. Now it's at the edge of space. And I'm looking at it, and then it stops. It slows down and stops. And I'm focusing in on this star in the background, trying to register any movement right now. And it's not. It's just sitting there in like the 11 o'clock position above this star. And then it starts to move again, slowly. And it moves for about 10 or 15 seconds, moves just a little bit to the 1 o'clock position above the star. I pull the night vision down one more time and I cannot see it. I go back to the night vision and I track it and it's moving very slightly. Then it stops. Then it turns left and shoots off into space. That's it. That's what I saw. I can't explain it. Is it us? Is it them? I don't know. The important thing here for me, as I've spent the last week trying to digest this in my mind, is that if it is us and we have that kind of technology and that is what is going on, that is probably a bigger story than if it's ET. If it's ET, no harm, no foul. They're here. The questions are answered. But I saw what I saw. When we got to the event, the reports that we were getting from everybody were that there were UFOs all over the place. And they were forming and they were changing colors. I missed that. What I saw were those three events. My wife, Rita, in her night vision, saw four. What's very important here is something happened above Contact in the Desert. Reports of, or people that are going to look at the videos that are posted at Coast to Coast AM. You can go look at the videos now. We're going to have Melinda Leslie here in just a second, and she will be sharing with me the events of that evening. Look at those videos. anybody that says it's a satellite or tries to change my mind, it doesn't matter. If you weren't there, you're not a witness. There's nothing I can do or say to change somebody's mind. But I saw what I saw. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm your host tonight. Sitting in for George. He's taking a well-deserved night off. It's been a busy, busy couple of weeks for all of us here at both camps. And now, as promised, over the weekend, George had his birthday bash. And after the birthday bash, things changed for probably thousands of people out of contact in the desert. And one of the women partially responsible is my guest tonight, Melinda Leslie. Melinda, good evening.
Hey, Jimmy. Good to hear you.
You know, Melinda, I'm just going to tell everybody now. I'm going to throw you under the bus. I'm going to throw me under the bus. On Sunday morning, you came up to me, and I literally said, "Don't look at me. I don't want to talk to you. I'm dealing with my mind right." And you just laughed. You were like, "Well, welcome to the club, right?" And but that conversation between you and I actually happened, and here you are a week later. You're on Coast with me, so I guess the pain didn't last for too long for me. But welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm so excited. I just found on the website because I had a tour tonight, and right before the tour, I'd look at the website, and the webmasters didn't have the videos up yet. And that was, probably at about, five, maybe six tonight is the last time I had a chance to look. And I just brought up the Coast to Coast website, and both of the videos that were caught that night were up. Now, one is just a really brief video I appreciate the documentary film team that came out to and had me mic'd for 2 hours and recorded everything I said for 2 hours and filmed all the sightings we were having. And so they tossed up a quick little, what is it, about a minute long video that's just a little sample of some of the stuff we saw come in fast over the valley. And then right below where we were on this lookout point, down below there at the, it's the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. There in Joshua Tree. It's a big metaphysical retreat center. Anyone who was there knows how beautiful it is. And where we're at on this lookout point called Orion's Point, down below the valley floor drops. And so it's a nice valley. And that's part of the camping area, one of the camping areas for the Contact in the Desert Conference. And a couple who was down there, Marilyn and Richard and her husband, who were down in that area, caught a wonderful black and white footage of the craft going immediately over them because they were down there filming up.
Yeah, and, let me jump in really quick right there, Melinda. Video, okay, so everybody just go to Coast and you'll see, click on tonight's show. There's two videos there. One is in black and white without sound. That's a night vision shot. It's in black and white. The other one's in full color. And they represent two different actual events. The black and white one, the second half of that video, when you go, the object, the green orb that I saw that disappeared off into space and did the left-hand turn, that's the second half of their video. And I'm so glad that they captured it because you can see exactly the angle, the trajectory, and the speed that it was traveling at. Now, the first, the color video that Melinda is referring to, there's going to be more. That's a piece of, and I want to thank them, too, by the way, for getting that together in time for the show tonight, because the Coast to Coast team here was scrambling to get everything up. They were back editing tonight to get everything up. So
Marilyn and Richard and Joe and Anika, who are the producers of the documentary that's being made. I want to thank all of them for coming through and providing their footage to us. And then especially, like you were just saying, the webmasters with Coast to Coast. You guys, whoever jumped in and got that up there, thank you. I'm sorry to make you jump through hoops at the last minute, but I want the audience to understand, like, this all happened this afternoon. So thank you, everybody, for making it happen, because both pieces of footages really give you just a taste. They don't do it justice.
No, it really doesn't, but... let's back up for a second, Melinda. So I get there. I missed the objects that caused the phone call to Rita, right? You got to get down here. I missed those. Now, what I saw was extraordinary enough, but share with everybody the multiple colored objects that went across the valley and then form that triangle, what I missed. And I heard descriptions of it from hundreds of people all weekend long after this. But share with everybody what happened before I got there.
Sure. Well, I'll combine what I saw and my volunteers saw, combined with including my report out there now on MUFON's database, Mutual UFO Network reporting database. There are 8 accounts reported now, and there are 2 accounts reported, at least. I haven't checked it since last night, but on National UFO Reporting Center, that's Peter Davenport's gig, there's at least 2 accounts reported there. There may be more now. And then on another reporting database, I apologize, I'm forgetting the name, but they had a couple accounts. So at this point, I'm aware of some of them are duplicates, so I'm aware of 11 separate official reports that have been reported to UFO agencies where people described in detail what they were seeing. And some of these were highly qualified witnesses. One was a lawyer, one was a pilot, one is an engineer, and their reports reflect the accuracy. Some of them have figured out the speed. One guy in his report said the objects at the fastest ones as they came in, when he calculated the speed, he came up with 1,200 miles per hour.
Sure. That's what I saw. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
So these reports are really well done. And I'm going to slowly be putting them on Facebook. Of course, I'll, tag you in those, so they'll show up for you as well. They are available. For instance, 8 of them, detailed ones, are available on MUFON's database, and you can limit that search to bring up just Joshua Tree, pick the date of the 4th, and it'll bring up those 8 accounts.
Okay.
And it's really spectacular. But going back, so answering your question then, I admit I wasn't noting the time, so I'm giving what other people are saying. So I think it started just prior to 10 o'clock at night, and I'm willing to be corrected if anybody knows more specifically. But we were out there, and we had been having a variety of sightings already along the lines of what I would normally see on one of my tours here that I do in Sedona, Arizona. And it's so funny tonight. I literally, when they called me to go live on the show, I had clients still in my car. I parked in my car at the Center for the New Age in Sedona doing this interview right now. And these... It's just so funny. And my clients jumped out of the car and said their quick goodbyes so I could be on for the interview. It's just hysterical. But going back to that night, so we saw a variety of things that we would normally see. And for instance, we saw 2 things high up in unison. We saw a few things very high up that were too fast to be satellites. We had some things were flashing back in reaction to the laser. So right away, those are already pretty good sights. But then all of a sudden, right at about 10, I guess I can say this on the air, but all hell breaks loose.
Right.
Okay, so what had happened is somebody yells out, oh, my God, like, what's that? And everybody looks, and there's this great big, I think the first one was a big blue light coming over this mountain top in the distance. And it's a hill, and it's not that far away. I know, Jimmy, I think you said at one time it was like 10 miles away. I think it was more like 3 miles away.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that far. Next time I'm out in Joshua Tree, it's a hill in the distance that has a bunch of signal towers and things on it. I'm going to actually compute the distance, go there, drive back, see how far.
Right.
But coming just over, skimming over the top of that hill, is this large, bright light coming in very fast. And then as it comes over, right behind it, shortly, just a few seconds behind it, was a big red light coming in, and they were coming up over the hill, dropping down to the valley, going extremely fast. And everything I'm sharing is what these reports all say. So the 11 reports, everyone is kind of generally explaining the same thing. Coming in really, really fast. And then, and after those two came two more, I think that came together, bright green objects. So there'd been a blue, a red, and two green, all within a few seconds of each other, coming over this hill range. The two green, I think, approached together at the same time, came in very fast in front of us. And that what they would do is, as they came into the valley, they would then slow down. I mean, they were coming in just crazy fast. And then they would all of a sudden slow down to almost a snail's pace. And then while looking at them, they would disappear. And then all of a sudden there was another green one, or two green ones, two more green ones, behind them a third green one. And as they slowed down, they formed a triangle formation right in front of us. And we're perfectly, you know, equilaterally, you know, distance from each other, clearly slowed down. They continued in that triangle. And the people with their naked eyes saw them disappear as they started to slowly, and one guy described it as they were slowly turning towards the north. So they'd come in from due west. They did kind of a banking turn to the north. And I saw that, yes. And then they disappeared to the naked eyes. But the few, I didn't have goggles right then. I had handed my pair to some other people staying next to me. And the people with goggles standing around us said that those items then, those three together, banked upward and shot off and took off for space and disappeared. So, and then, so right there we have 4, 5, 6, 7. So those are the primary 7 sightings that a lot of people are talking about in their reports. And after those is when I think your friend, I think you said Ann or somebody, called Rita,
right,
and said, get down here, you know, or whatever she said. So, and then you show up. Now, then what happened is we're there and we're talking and you're starting to look and you're starting to see things with the night vision maybe high up. But then all of a sudden, in comes another one of these green objects from over that hill. And one came in, and then a few minutes later, another. So I believe you, if I'm remembering correctly, I think you saw both of those large green objects that came in so fast.
Let me jump in right here, Melinda. I only watched, there was so much stuff going on. I only focused on the one that shot off into space that, and you were, you know, that you were allowing me to describe into the PA system. There were other things going on, and I was listening to everybody, but I could not stop watching the one. And I know that there was other stuff going on. I was so oblivious. I was in such a zone because I had never, I said this in my opening statement, and I really mean this, and you know me pretty well. I need to be objective, you know, and I just need to report. That's all I really want to do. I didn't expect to go there. I thought I was going to go there and walk away with explanations. Okay. I was going to be able to say, okay, well, yeah, I think it's this. I think it's this. And it was interesting. It was fun. I didn't think that I would have a life changing event, and neither did Rita. We're still dealing with it to this day. I cannot explain it. I know what it's not, Melinda. It's not satellites. It's not aircraft. It's not anything that I've ever seen before. And it was going on all over the place.
Sure.
I don't know how to put it into words. And it was an absolute extraordinary event. And the other thing that I'm thankful for is for you putting on that event, because that means I have 150 people that were standing on the edge of that cliff that have my back.
Sure.
I mean, and I have theirs.
People, coming and going. There were well over 100, and when I replay it in my mind, I think there were maybe closer to 200 people right there when this happened. I mean, it's clearly well over 100 and maybe up to 200. I mean, I keep replaying it. I'm going to have to check with my volunteers, see what they think as far as how many people were there right at that moment. But it was a large crowd. And I had a bunch of high-powered lasers distributed. In the second video, you can see all the lasers going crazy. It's hysterical. The second video posted on Coast Site, you see the all the lasers pointing everywhere.
Well, and there was one other thing that was interesting. When I was tracking this for that 3 or 4 or 5 minute period, when the occasional lasers were pointing at it, but to have a laser actually cross its path or touch it is rare because it's a great distance and the lasers are moving around. They're just pointing in the general direction. But once in a while, the laser would roll over it, right? Mm-hmm. And it would sparkle. Because it was a shiny object. It was a real object. And
exactly. So
I would see the reflection of the lasers going off of the side of the craft. And I that was one of the most mind-blowing things for me, to see that occasional sparkle when the laser, which means is that it was a physical craft. And it was exactly what I was thinking. You know, I thought it was a green chrome ball. As strange as that sounds, that's what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, they were lit up. The reports are there was one that was red or amber, the classic UFO color given, amber or red. There was one that was blue that people even, you know, a vibrant blue. There was one that a few people have said in their reports had kind of a purple look. And I'm kind of thinking in the video, in the color video, there's one that I'm going to have to enlarge and look at it again, but there's one that I think does look a little purplish, even in that video.
I saw that too. Melinda, before we run out of time, I want to do a couple of things really quick. First off, Where can everybody go? You do night vision tours. Where's the best place for everybody to go? Just go to the links that are on Coast to Coast, click on your name.
Yeah. Go to my name on Coast to Coast, or it's just UFOsightingtours.com. That's my website.
And
I do it here in Sedona, Arizona. I just had a tour tonight, right before the show. We had amazing sightings tonight. You know, one of our last sightings out of the group of the primary 10 that happened over a 20-minute period, one of them was a great big amber-colored light, great big orange one that came right over the group there at Joshua Tree, and then winked out right above us, a huge, very low, big, you know, bright orange light. Well, we saw that on like 6 occasions tonight. We had these big amber lights come over us tonight.
Absolutely incredible. And I'm going to tell you right now, for my birthday, I'm getting me some night vision Gen 3s. Melinda, I want to thank you for coming on. And one of the brilliant things about Contact in the Desert and what happened this weekend is now there are thousands of people that were looking to the skies and actually saw the event. It's going to be talked about for years to come, and you are right at the center of all of it. Thank you so much, Melinda.
I want to thank Contact in the Desert, you know, Paul and Victoria for having me. Those are the producers. I appreciate it so much. You know, it was them producing such an amazing event and having me there to do three nights of sky watches, one out at Giant Rock and 2 at the facility.
Melinda, thank you so much. Now get home safe tonight. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm yours, Jimmy Church. Melinda Leslie, life changer. I'll be right back.